In specialty crop news from the Southeast AgNet, well, 1 year ago this month, food manufacturers warned USDA officials that sugar shortages were imminent. But sugar growers countered that U.S. sugar policy would keep the country amply supplied. And Joe Gardella with the Sweetener Supply Corporation says the policy obviously did work as these predicted shortages never materialized.
We have not seen or heard of any. I'll qualify that by saying that's strictly on the supply side. There have been instances, logistical issues, be it rail service, be it the shortage in truck drivers that the United States is experiencing. So that's created some delay. I wouldn't say it's created shortages.
And it seems support for U.S. sugar policy is at an all-time high on Capitol Hill, with lawmakers in the Senate and the House showing overwhelming approval of the 2008 Farm Bill in bipartisan fashion. Senator Mike Crapo is a co-chair of the 30-member Sweetener Caucus that has been essential in building such wide support.
The Sweetener Caucus is one of the more successful caucuses in the United States Senate. It's a bipartisan group of senators from various regions of the United States representing both sugar beet and sugar cane producing states. The leadership of the caucus is also bipartisan and divided between sugar beet and sugar cane producing states. The caucus basically enables us to better coordinate efforts to advocate for issues that are important to the continued success of sugar producers.
Gardella and Senator Crapo joined other trade and policy experts at this week's 27th Annual International Sweetener Symposium. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.